Hello, my name is Moonwater Silverclaw, and this is the Money Meditation. In this meditation, we'll be discovering blockages that you may have about prosperity and abundance. We will take these blockages and transform them into new positive beliefs about money and prosperity. You should set aside at least 10 minutes for this meditation. Find a nice, comfortable spot where you will not be disturbed. Turn off your cell phone. Get comfortable and make sure your back is straight. Let's begin. First, close your eyes and begin to breathe in and out deeply. As you breathe out the stress. Breathe in deeply the relaxation. And as you breathe in and out, you start to notice the stress from your body begins to leave. Slowly at first, it moves through your breath. The stress wanes and is gone. You feel totally relaxed and at peace. Continuing to breathe, soon you notice behind your closed eyelids that the light begins to fade. It's a gentle transition. Slowly at first, as it gets darker and darker, you are in complete peace and safety in the darkness. Just as the darkness left, the light begins to return. Slowly at first, it blooms around you with comfort and love, and gets brighter and brighter. When the light returns, you notice you are in a new place. This place is a beautiful temple, and as you look around, you notice that there's a stone altar. You walk up to the altar. Looking, you see a large cauldron on your right. Inside the cauldron burns a bright fire. It is warm and soothing. The fire is inviting. You look back at the altar, and you see three wooden objects lying on the altar's surface. You pick up the one on the right and look at it. Turning it over in your hands, you recognize that this is an untruth you hold about prosperity and abundance. Looking at this representation of the untruth, what is it? Identify it. Realizing now that this untruth is no longer helpful for you, you take it in one hand and you turn towards the cauldron and you toss it into the fire and watch as it's consumed by the flames. It is no longer part of your life or your beliefs. The burden lifts. You are now free of this untruth. Turning back to the altar, you pick up the next object. Looking at this object, identify what untruth this one represents. The untruth you hold in your hands now no longer fits your belief system. You take this belief in one hand, you turn towards the cauldron. You toss this untruth into the fire. You watch as it is consumed by the flames. The burden of this untruth now leaves your shoulders, and you are now free of its bonds. Turning to the last object on the altar, you pick this object up and you turn it over in your hands. What does this object represent as an untruth about money for you? Realizing that you no longer need this untruth, you take this last untruth, you toss it into the fire, watching it be consumed by the flames. Now you step back from the altar and the cauldron, and you notice something that you never noticed before. It is a silver chest. You step over to the chest. And as you do so, you feel something small in your pocket. You pull it out. It is a key. This key is of truth and knowledge. You see a small opening in the chest. You insert the key. And with a quiet click, it opens. Inside, you see three objects. You pick up these three objects. Each one of these new objects is a healthy belief about money. You see a small nook and walk over to it and sit down. Getting comfortable, you look at these objects. You pick up the first object. What truth about money will this represent for you? You pick up the second object. What truth about money does this one represent? And finally, you take the last object and you look at it very closely. What truth does this represent for you about money? Now, take all three objects and place them into your pocket. You now see that your time here is done, and getting comfortable, close your eyes. You notice the light begins to fade. Slowly at first, it gets darker and darker until the light is gone again. But you feel safe and secure in this darkness, for it is familiar. And just as the light left, it returns. It's a familiar light. It surrounds you. And it gets lighter and lighter. Soon you realize you are back where you started. You are now back safe and sound.